On the day U.S. interest rates will rise, some European countries are finding themselves in a new borrowing jam. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Today we'll find out if interest rates are going up a lot or a real lot, with the Federal Reserve wrapping up its meeting on inflation and jobs up half a percentage point, even three quarters of a percentage point. Let's bring in Marketplace's Nova Safo on Central Bank Watch today.
And David, a three-quarter point hike, some analysts think is becoming more likely, and that would be the sharpest increase since 1994. And what was happening in 1994? Businesses and workers were doing well, and the Fed was raising rates to curb inflation. Sounds familiar, right? And by the way, we didn't end up in a recession that time, which is what markets are worried about now.
All right. Now, you and I are both watching a financial squeeze in Europe.
Right. This also has to do with interest rates. The European Central Bank last week said it will start raising rates for the first time in 11 years. Then there was this sudden divergence in bond yields for well-off economies like Germany and more indebted ones like Spain and Italy. And now the central bank is holding an unscheduled meeting to deal with this. Here's Karsten Bergeski. He's a chief economist at ING Research in Germany. He spoke earlier with the BBC.
The higher the interest rates are on Italian debt, the higher the likelihood that we see a revival of the euro crisis from 2010-2012, namely that high interest rates could lead to unsustainability of public finances in Italy or in any other European economy.
Now, bond yields in Europe started to revert back today, David, so just the announcement of the ECB's meeting appears to have had some corrective effect.
Nova Safo, thank you. Markets this morning, the U.S. 10-year interest rate is down at 3.38%. Stock index futures are up ahead of the big Fed announcement due in just over 7 hours. S&P futures are up 0.4%. Dow futures are up 79 or 0.3%. NASDAQ futures up 0.6%. Crude oil is down 1.3%, $117 a barrel, so there's that. Here's an update on COVID in China, where new restrictions can affect the prices we pay here. There's extra testing of millions in Beijing after a COVID spreader event traced to a bar. Infections are rising in China's Inner Mongolia, 24 cases on Tuesday. In the financial center Shanghai, mass testing every weekend is starting, and although most shops are open, getting people into those stores remains a challenge. This according to Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak.
To get into any building in Shanghai, I need a COVID test result from the last 72 hours. I can still get in if I can prove I've done a PCR test and just waiting for the results, like this morning. But for a good 30 minutes, there was no record on my health app that I even took a COVID test. It meant I couldn't pop by a sandwich place and buy takeout this morning. My colleague had the same issue. "Don't blame us," the testing staff told him. "Blame the health app." It's hard to find someone in charge around here. At another testing point last night, the staff started packing up 15 minutes before the official closing time. "You want to complain?" a volunteer said. "Go to our leader." "But who?" a resident asked. "Is their leader?" My test record is finally showing up on my health app, but for lunch, I had a tuna melt delivered instead. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
Now to school security after the terrible murders in Uvalde, Texas. This week, Ohio passed a law making it easier for teachers and school officials to carry firearms. School security is an estimated $3 billion a year industry. Surveillance cameras, metal detectors, extra stout classroom doors. But as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, there's little data on what's effective.
High school teacher Pamela Mathai remembers when she was trained in how to turn a regular classroom item into a potential weapon.
They were like, think about what objects you have in your classroom that could be used as a projectile or to hurl at somebody if they were to breach your door.
Mathai teaches geography in Austin, Texas, and she says it's frustrating that this sort of training takes away from her time teaching.
I feel indignant, like angry, that that's something that even has to occupy our mind space.
Mathai went through that training in 2019, And following shootings like the one in Uvalde, administrators tend to put more resources into school security generally. Otis Johnson Jr. is executive director at the Johns Hopkins Center for Safe and Healthy Schools.
There's always a money response. So over the years, we've just been adding layers and layers and layers of security.
Over half of all schools have law enforcement officers on campus who are sometimes armed. More than 80% of schools use security cameras, and some are adopting facial recognition software. But Johnson says it's not clear how effective these measures are in preventing violence.
There's a hypervigilance that would have to be there in order for all of these security measures to work optimally. And even then, a gun can shoot a lock open. It can shatter the glass. We'd have to get bulletproof glass. It would just be a huge amount of resource to fortify 130,000 schools in that way.
Still, some parents say, write the check. Dylan Whitehead is a father of three who lives in a suburb of Dallas.
I'd rather do something than nothing because gun control isn't palatable to so much of the population.
Whitehead, who is a gun owner himself, believes there should be more restrictions to buying a gun. But he says in lieu of that, he supports increased security at schools.
I think a single point of entry, I think armed security or police enforcing that single point of entry, I think potentially walling schools in, that would be a more popular choice here.
But increased security worries other parents. Stephanie J. Rahman lives in Katy, Texas, which is a suburb of Houston. She's Black and has two sons who are 7 and 4.
As a mother of Black children, especially boys, this whole, like, let's arm everybody in schools with guns scares the shit out of me.
J. Rahman says she's worried with more weapons permitted or even required, her kids could be at risk on a daily basis. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Again, the markets are up this morning so far ahead of the Fed. Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.